A new film follows another sort of bold experiment by immigrant advocates.
I'm 22 years old and still undocumented. Illegal. I don't care what you call it, really. They're all just other words for afraid.
That's from The Infiltrators. It tells the story of two young undocumented activists who were detained by immigration agents in 2012. But here's the twist. Those two immigrants got themselves thrown into detention on purpose.
We came out of the shadows and stopped a few deportations. Our own. The new plan? Get into the Broward Detention Center and get people out.
The activists' goal was to gather information from detainees to help get them released. And they concluded they could only get that info by being inside the detention center themselves. So Marco Saavedra and Viridiana Martinez turned themselves in to immigration authorities. They were sent to Broward Transitional Center, a sprawling for-profit facility in Pompano Beach, Florida, where they started organizing the detainees. Waiting on the outside to coordinate the campaign was undocumented activist Mohammed Abdullahi. The film documents how this was all achieved with a mix of on-camera interviews and reenacted scenes. I asked Abdullahi why he and his colleagues took such a big risk when they didn't have papers.
We grew up in this country. We speak two languages. We can sort of navigate in and out of spaces that maybe our parents and maybe other folks that are more vulnerable than us in the community can't. And so it's because of that privilege that we sort of saw it as our responsibility to let's just go to the source of where people are detained. Instead of sort of sitting out here one by one by one fighting these deportation cases, let's just go right to the source.
Yourself, Mohammed, you're undocumented, born in Iran. What was your role in this effort? What did you do exactly?
We sort of internally would joke with Marco and Vidi that they had the easy job. They were inside. On the outside, we were answering calls from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. We were coordinating with family members. We had a whole team with the National Migrant Youth Alliance, people all over the country. And so my role was sort of the coordinator between both worlds, inside and out, and to ensure that Marco and Vidi got out safely.
So here's a moment from The Infiltrators. It's you and Vidi, that's Viridiana Martinez, and you're kind of explaining what you do.
You know, once it was like, okay, this case is solid, we started an online petition.
Every time somebody would sign the petition, there was an automatic email that was generated that was sent to the personal email of someone that worked at immigration. We had probably 4,000 signatures in just the period of like 12 hours.
Mohammed, what made the undocumented activists like Marco and Vidi, who voluntarily went into detention, what made them so certain that they'd be able to get out themselves? Because there's this one moment where Marco's in, you know, the detention center and he sees his board with everybody kind of like the red and yellow and green little pin next to their name. And that suggests when they're going to be deported. And Marco has kind of this like, wow, I didn't know this was happening.
Really, the confidence for us came from the place of having done cases just like our own, where as undocumented youth, you know, we had done a whole campaign of civil disobedience. And what we found is that the more public you are about your status and the more out there you are, the safer you are. Any of us can get picked up any minute. And it's better to always be a phone call away from a group of folks that can help you than to sort of be without someone to reach out to.
And even if there is an imminent deportation, you're still giving advice on what to do. This is a moment in The Infiltrators where you're on a phone call into the detention center giving advice for a detainee who is about to be deported.
So tell him to try and refuse to board, like do the same strategy as Andy that he did, which was he told the pilot that he was afraid his life is in danger. He refused to board.
So that's a moment from The Infiltrators. We're speaking with Mohammed Abdullahi. He's one of the main characters in the film. So I don't want to spoil the end of The Infiltrators for our listeners, but I do want to follow up on one character, Claudio Rojas. One reason this project actually began is because Rojas' son asked for your help in getting his dad out of the Broward Detention Center. Your pressure campaign won Rojas' release, but now he's back in detention again. What happened?
Claudio was released August of 2012, and he was sort of doing regular check-ins. Every year he would check in with ICE. There was a period of time he had an ankle monitor. He's always complied with all of his check-ins. And so this year, February 27th, he had a check-in. It was 3 or 4 days before the sort of Miami premiere of the film Infiltrators. And when he went into this check-in, they detained him. And, you know, for us, it's a very clear sign that this is retaliation by the Trump administration, just in so much that the local ICE officers there that they normally deal with told Claudio that this decision comes from above us. And so He's at the Chrome Detention Center. It's a notorious detention center. I think it used to be a Cold War military base. Now he's, you know, a 53-year-old man. He just welcomed his first grandchild 2 weeks ago. There's no reason why he should be in that detention center other than that the administration is trying to use him as a vessel to send a message to all of us that we need to be afraid.
I alluded to this earlier. President Obama was called the deporter-in-chief. The headlines under Trump eclipse the Obama period, though. In reality, what has changed?
They are using the same system that the Obama administration built. They may be using parts of it more efficiently, other parts of it not. But what's really changed under the Trump administration is that people are finally opening their eyes. We always joke that people finally care about us as immigrants under the Trump administration because he's so vocal about what they're doing. He's so vocal about separating children. These are all things that we witnessed under the Obama administration, and we were sort of screaming into the void. We had to literally send ourselves into detention centers to be able to show people the type of people getting deported.
Mohammed, you took part in a really daring, pretty brave, kind of guerrilla-style campaign to raise awareness of all these things facing undocumented immigrants. As an Iranian, do you worry that you could be deported?
I'm gay and from Iran. I think I can manage a pretty solid campaign on my behalf should the administration try to come after me or should I end up in deportation proceedings. What I believe in is I think the same agency that I have and the same privilege I have, it's my sort of responsibility to be more out there and also for us to be able to find other ways to help other people. Everyone has a reason why they deserve to remain in this country. And I think, you know, I'm sort of a walking example of that.
Mohammed Abdullahi, one of the main characters in the film The Infiltrators. It's about a group of immigrant advocates who get apprehended intentionally by immigration agents to help others get out of detention centers. Mohammed, thanks so much for your time. Great to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.